نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر، إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا. This verse is revealed around a time where both Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba Ikram are going through difficulties, persecutions, a trade boycott from the side of the Meccans. Every coming day is a new trial. Sometimes it is a total trade boycott, sometimes it is persecutions. Sumayya radiallahu anha is killed brutally. Some Sahabi is killed in such a way just on account of his La ilaha illallah, that he's tied, both ends are tied with horses or camels, and the animals are made to run in opposite direction. Imagine how gruesome it may have been. Now, up to this point, the Muslims had no control and they couldn't fight back. They didn't have the strength, nor the ammunition, nor the number. So impressing upon us that there may be two situations that you can be confronted with. One is you've got the artillery, the strength and the stamina, and one is where you are helpless. So when you are helpless, then what are you supposed to be doing? So this is the beauty of the Quran Sharif. It takes into consideration all situations. Where you are in the position of strength and might, what are you supposed to be doing? And when you are helpless, what are you supposed to be doing? So obviously this is a divine order, and the world is created and designed by Allah Ta'ala. So His design must be applied. One is what we will do of our own, boycott or shout and blame one or the other, that He is the cause and He is the cause. And there's an outburst of emotions. So we'll not stop that. But then we need to ask, what was the recourse of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he was put through so much of persecutions, difficulties, hardships? So what was the recourse? So Allah Ta'ala says, Aqimis Salah, then get your namaz right. So namaz right is not just going through the formalities, but do it right. Do it in the right time, do it with jamaat, do the postures right, don't fidget, and don't let your eyes wander around. See that the postures are right, see that the eyes is fixed at the right spot, and see that you are in the right frame of mind. Don't deliberately allow your mind to wander. So this is now doing namaz and establishing namaz. So aqimis salata li duluki shams. So this is now an answer for the trial and the difficulties that you are going through. And Allah Ta'ala reiterates this, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيكُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. We know well that you're going through much. The criticisms, the jeering, the ridicule, the boycotting. We know that it constrains you. We know what's going with your heart. We are human, and in the face of difficulties we feel. We're not rocks and stone, and we have no feelings. So Allah says, I know very well what's going on. But then how are you supposed to be responding to this type of brutality? What are you supposed to be doing? So Allah Ta'ala says, Aqimis Salah, do your namaz right. وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. Do your namaz right, properly, correctly, and get into zikr. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah. And the other recommendation of the Quran Sharif is istaeenu, and get into dua, ask Allah Ta'ala's help. So one is get your namaz right, one is get into zikr, etc. And the third is istaeenu. Qala Musa liqawm istaeenu. And with the conviction that the land belongs to Allah Ta'ala. Yuris wa man yasha. And Allah Ta'ala will replace anybody. Nobody can say that I'm irreplaceable, I'm indispensable. Whoever it is, the land belongs to Allah Ta'ala. He will place and He will displace. So do it with that conviction and that certainty that we'll do these things here, what we're supposed to be doing, and they reach a certain point, and the help of Allah Ta'ala thereafter comes in. So your du'as, your crying, your namaz, and whatever else, all that have to reach a certain mark for the acceptance to come in. Even at the times of difficulty and persecution, your namaz will not be forgiven. Musa alayhi salam is being persecuted by the Egyptians, and in his time, you were only allowed to perform namaz in the designated spot, like the masjid. It was the only place that they could do their namaz. But now, Fir'aun has put a stopping order that the masjids are all closed. So now, should you leave out your namaz? Whereas in them, the only place that was your namaz was valid was the masjid, designated spot. So, Musa alayhi salam was commanded, أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ وَأَخِيهِ أَن تَبَوَّآ لِقَوْمِكُمَا بِمِصْرَ بُيُوتًا وَاجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Then under the circumstance also, you see to that you do your namaz. Now, there's a banning order, and you are worried about legal implications, what's going to happen to you. So then too, you will not leave out the namaz, but you'll do it in your homes. See that, وَاجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ. Understand that. So that namaz is not going to be waived under any circumstance. You will have to do it and do it rightly, correctly. Right. So these are the three things. One is get into namaz, but do it rightly. Number two is get into zikr. Number three, get into dua. And then Allah Ta'ala rounds it up saying, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. You really want good endings. You want to come out of this predicament, suffering, Gaza, Sham, Bosnia, etc., and you want to come out of it, then what is the way out? So Allah says, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, that the good results are for those who adopt taqwa. In other words, they restrain themselves. Taqwa is to restrain yourself. So there is three areas that we need to understand and identify. Halal, we all know, and haram, we also know. But there are areas that we are not very clear about. From one dimension it looks like permissible, from the next dimension it doesn't look right. So in this circumstance, what are you supposed to be doing? So Abdullah ibn Umar says, Al Zambu Mahaka fi sadrik. Wrong is what is not clear in your mind. Right? And there'll be many things that are not clear, and you will abstain, and you will also see to it your children don't get into that. If there is a person that is peddling in drugs, and if your child is going to his house, then you stop him, and very strongly you stop him. You may just say, I'll break your legs if I see you going there. So very vehemently you stop him, because you know what the potential of the drug, what it can do to this child. So you won't want him to be hanging around. So it mustn't be that we have a selective approach to Islam, that what goes against our reputation, then we stop the child. But if the child is doing something else, but it doesn't go against your reputation, then you allow it. Now, for example, he is already proposed, but now because there is a fiancé relationship, then they are going out together, and you don't even bat an eye. But it's equally haram, whether the drug or whether they are going out alone. If this is haram, that is haram. That Allah Ta'ala that made this haram, made this also haram. So we can't have a selective approach that some places now will apply the law and some places will just turn an eye. So where you come to this type of areas, there's two perspectives. From one perspective it seems to be right, and the other's perspective it seems to be wrong, then you will leave it out. Istanzihu anishubhat. Bukhari Sharif hadith, Numan ibn Bashir says, leave out these doubtful areas. Like in this season now, you will see people going to the beaches, right? And someone may say, but what's wrong? It's not halal, it's not haram. We're not going for any haram there. Right? Like the child is going to a drug lord. She's not going to join him in the drugging. But just the company and cheer up a little bit, that's what he's going for. So this person is going to the beach, she's not going for the wrong. She's going to swim, cool off, look at the scenery and end it up. But on the one side, one perspective, it sounds very permissible, very innocent. But the person that knows, he will tell you that there is an advice that doesn't take place on the beach in these days, in this season. There's every vice, every perceivable vice that's taking place there. Everything, drugging, drinking, womanizing, naked, zina, indecency. So every type of vice is taking place there. So it's not just one vice, it's a multiple, you know, it's a load of vice that's taking place in the sands of that day. Right? So here, when it comes to drugs, then you are stopping your child. But when it comes to the laws of Allah Ta'ala being trampled and broken down, then you just turn a blind eye, and that's a selective approach. This is not keeping in line with taqwa. More than boycotting and everything else, is applying this taqwa here, areas of doubt, and how do we guard ourselves. So Allah Ta'ala says that, well, aqibat, the results, you want good results, quick results, then this is what you're supposed to be doing. Get your namaz right, get into zikr, get into dua, istaeenu, and adopt this taqwa, and then you see how quickly our results will come. Now, that is if you are prepared to apply this. A reasonable amount of Muslims do this, a good amount of, from a million, if two people are doing it, it's not a reasonable amount. You get a reasonable amount of people that are adopting taqwa, and then you see how the results of Allah Ta'ala will flourish thereafter. So, Allah Ta'ala says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Aqimi Salata li Duluki Shams, at the sun's decline, from the zenith, right? So, in this verse, all the five time namazes have been explained, but now, just looking at the Quran Sharif itself, you cannot get a total picture. The Quran Sharif is only understood through the hadith. So Rasulullah will teach us now, how do you get about doing the five time namazes? So at the sun's zenith, right, then you will do your Zuhar namaz, and today is Jummah namaz after it's declined. And then the late afternoon, you'll do your Asr namaz, and at the sunset, you will do your Maghrib namaz. And when the darkness sets in well, with the disappearance of the sunset glow, the sunset has a glow on the western horizon, and then after that, is a total darkness that covers the entire sky. So, at that time, you'll perform your Isha namaz. But, with great emphasis, Allah Pak says, wa Qur'an al-Fajr. And don't forget the Fajr namaz and the recitation of the Qur'an Sharif at that time of the morning. So, experience shows you that reciting the Qur'an Sharif at that time, Fajr, or just before Fajr, it's such a Mubarak time that you can't replace that time. There's no substitute for that time. And why shouldn't you be so blessed? Because in the Qur'an al-Fajr kana mashhuda, that reciting the Fajr and reciting the Qur'an Sharif at that time of the morning comes with this evidence, with the evidence of the malaika. So at that time, there are malaika that are coming to the masjid. It means the malaika are shifting. The malaika of the night are returning, and the malaika of the morning are just coming in to see the shift. So this is where the interchange takes place. And when these malaika are going to see you, they will report back to Allah Ta'ala. When we saw them in the masjid engaged in namaz. And when we left them, also they were engaging in namaz. So Allah Ta'ala do bless them. So this time is the most important time, the last portion of the night, and the Fajr Salah. So what you can achieve then, you can't achieve throughout the day. The person lost out there, then his whole day goes miserable, And why shouldn't his day go miserable? Because the shaitan made pisab in his ears. So when his ears is covered with the shaitan's pisab, so the whole day will go miserable. You can cover up afterwards, but now that misery you can't get over, that now you became a victim of shaitan's impurity, his mess. Right? So inna Quran al-Fajri kana mashhuda. And then, wa min al-layli fatahajjad bihi. With this namazes, and a very significant namaz that has gone out of the lives of people, is the tahajjud namaz, that you get up after sleep, preferably in the latter portion of the night, last one third of the night. So if you sleep right, then it's easy to get up right. But now you have a long night, about 12 o'clock, and then you go to sleep. Then for you to get up for tahajjud becomes quite cumbersome and difficult. But you understand, alright, I need this type of rest. Let me go and rest myself out. And then by tahajjud I will be in a good state. Because this tahajjud namaz, and that namaz at the latter portion of the night, last third portion of the night, is such that the mercies of Allah Ta'ala are closest to the earth at that time. Yanzilu rahma, yanzilu rabbuna, right? Sulusil layl al-akhir, the last one third of the night, and Allah Ta'ala's special mercies, they come at that time. And at that time, we are too deep in our sleep, when Allah Ta'ala is asking, that is there anybody asking for any need, and am I assist him? Is there any person asking for his hajat and his needs, am I see to him? Any person asking for forgiveness of his sins, we are so firuli wa akhfira lahu. Is there any person that's asking that he wants to clean himself, and I may clean him from all his sins? But at that time we're saying Allah Ta'ala, as though we don't want your blessings, we're too deep in the sleep. So I ask you, can there be anything more miserable than this? Where Allah Pak himself is asking, I need, you got your needs and ask me, I'm closest to you now. And then you will only see this rahmat the next day after 24 hours. So this is a chance. But this can happen if we plan ourselves. The brides, nobody stops you from brides and parties. But do that before Isha. So when you do that before Isha you're at home. You can look after your children. You can do ta'aleem in the home. The recommended kitabs, besties ever, fazail kitabs, etc. You can do all these kitabs. Their minds are retuned in the right shape. Right? Give them the right shape before they sleep. Otherwise, their minds are all stuck up in a party, in a braai, that friend, this, what's that. And then they're going to sleep. So their minds are wrong. They will get up in a state of misery. They won't be getting up fresh. Nashatan, tayyiban nafs. They won't get up like that. So a special mention is made of the Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif being read at this part of the morning, that is the last portion of the night, and at Fajr. In the Quran al-Fajri, أَسَاءَ أَيَّبْعَسَكَ رَبُّكَ مُقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. So you want to get your namazes right and whatever has been prescribed, then Allah Ta'ala will raise you to the station of glory. The station of glory is known as Maqam-e-Mahmood, where Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be inspired with certain praises that nobody was inspired before. So he'll be unique in this respect, that Allah Ta'ala will inspire him with words of praise that he would say at that time. And then people are waiting for the whole process of Qiyamah to start off, you know, the whole judgment process, all must start off. And they're going to different Anbiya alayhi salam, that you must start off the whole process by making a recommendation or intercession. And all of them will just say, Lastu hunak, that's not my position. That position is unique to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now you want that praise, and this is how you go about getting that praise, and also becoming a recipient of that intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As a grant of tawfiq.